Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the gathering of the called out ones in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says, I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are, in fact, dead. Become vigilant and strengthen the remaining ones who are about to be cast off, for I have not found your works to be complete in the presence of my God. Remember, therefore, the way in which you received and heard. Pay attention and repent. If then you are not vigilant, I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not be aware of the time I will come upon you. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not stained their garments. Therefore they will walk with me in brilliant white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed in radiant white garments, and in no way will I wipe away his name from the scroll of God's life. And I will acknowledge his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the gatherings of the called out ones. And to the angel of the gathering of the called out ones in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and who shuts and no one opens, says, I know your works. Look, I have set an open door before you, which no one can shut. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Look, I will deliver to you the ones from the congregation of Satan. Those who say they are Jews, that is God's people, but are not, and are lying. See here, I will make them come and worship before your feet, so that they will understand that I have loved you. Because you kept my word steadfastly, I will also keep you from the hour of testing, which is ready to come upon the entire world, to test those who live on the earth. I will come suddenly, without warning. Hold securely what you have, so that no one takes your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the gatherings of the called out ones. And to the angel of the gathering of the called out ones in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of the creation of God says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor boiling hot. You should be cold or boiling hot. But since you are lukewarm and neither boiling hot nor cold, I am about to vomit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am wealthy, have many possessions, and have no needs. Yet you don't realize that you are really miserable, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy for me gold purified by fire, so that you would be truly wealthy, and brilliant white clothing with which to cover yourselves, so that the shame of your nakedness will not be exposed, and eye medicine to put on your eyes, so that you may truly see. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore, burn with zeal and repent. Look, I am standing outside the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the gatherings of the called out ones. This is the end of the book of Revelation, chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.